Councillor Alistair Rankin, you have literally just sat down after the vote in favour of the coalition budget. It's been a long day. It's 4:15. Are you quite happy that your budget is now passed? Are you happy with the budget in general?
Well, it'd be very difficult to say that I think any member of the administration is happy with the budget, because we are looking at significant reductions in council spending over the next 3 years.
Where will that reduction fall?
Well, as I mentioned in my speech, of the £88 million that we need to save over that period, some £51 million will come out of corporate budgets. And that means it will not affect service delivery. And we've done that deliberately, because service delivery is what we want to protect as far as we possibly can within the resources that are available to us. The rest is all set out in our budget figures. There's a whole range of measures spread over a three-year period. Not all of those savings will be realised in the first, or in some cases even the second year. But as I mentioned at the very end in my closing remarks, our budget isn't necessarily the final word. We are in a very unusual situation of setting the budget ahead of the Scottish Government and ahead of the Westminster Government. Now, it may be that as the SNP is a minority in the Scottish Parliament, that they come to an agreement with another party in order to get the budget passed. That may release extra money, which comes the way of local government. I know there's been a lot of lobbying in the Scottish Parliament for that to happen. And again, when it comes to the UK government, we know very well that the UK government has promised a lot in terms of capital spending, spending on infrastructure. We would expect to get Barnett consequentials coming through to us on that score, and it may be if the UK government loosens its fiscal rules that more money will be available in the revenue budget as well. We're hoping to get some good news from preferably both of those budgets, but we wait to see what comes. And if that enables us to reconsider some of the measures that we've felt necessary to put forward today to produce a balanced budget, then certainly we'll give it every consideration.
One of the headlines, of course, is that you're going to raise council tax by 4.79%.
Yes.
That presumably would remain even if there is more money from the UK government or the Scottish government.
I suspect that will happen, because, as you know, the reason we've had to hold our budget now is because under local government regulations, which affect all local authorities in Scotland, we have to set our budget so that we can get release our council tax demands by the 11th of March at the latest. That's simply a requirement that's placed on us, and that's why we've met today and had to set a budget. We thought it was sensible to set as much of the budget in one go as possible. As I say, it may be if there's more money coming the way of local government in Scotland, it may be that we have a report coming to the Finance and Resources Committee, and it will contain recommendations about spending of any extra money there might be, and that would in due course be passed on to the full council for it to debate and consider.
Thank you very much indeed for speaking with us after what has been a very long day for you, I think.
Well yes, I noticed it was about an hour longer than last year's budget meeting, and I think that's because so many members had so much to say about a budget which does contain genuinely difficult decisions.